And how they interpret that to their life? They interpret that the church said it is okay. And they went all the way. Today, if you are a teenager and you don't have a girlfriend or you don't have a close friend, you are in trouble. You better see a shrink. There is something wrong going on with you. Okay. Now, do I have it somewhere? The churches, like I said, it is not, and God knows I am not attempting. But also in religious establishment, sometimes to keep the money coming, you let the people hear what they want to hear, not necessarily what they're supposed to hear. Because if you let the people hear what they want to hear, what they're supposed to hear, you know what I mean? They're going to get angry. They're going to get angry, they're going to go away, and when they're going away, Mr. Dollar is going to go with them. So at least if you don't tell them the truth, don't tell them anything. So there are some issues that exempted from the teaching and exempted from the service automatically. It comes today. It is okay. It is a part of passion and understanding to go and identify, oh, to a religious lead, this is my girlfriend or this is my boyfriend. What is the difference with the word adultery or the word shall not? Right turned out to be wrong, and wrong turned out to be right. All of these things well defined in the Quran, you cannot touch it. No such a thing called religious lead can go and change it or interpret it other way. This is the way it is. You like it, take it. You don't like it, nobody pushing you to it. Leave it. But you, when you take it, you know what you're doing, and when you leave, you also know what you're doing. But don't turn right to wrong, and don't turn right to wrong to right, and justify that to meet your own convenience in life. So, first thing you need to know about the Quran, it is not an event that something happened and gone, and we need to prove it. But it is a living miracle. All the commitment of God in it. He said, whomever will do that will qualify to my mercy. Whomever will do that, well, as of Allah, that's wrongdoing. That's very, very vivid and clear. And all of this is till the day of judgment. Another thing, the Quran, every single one of us, Mr. and Mrs. Wright. Everyone. Everyone, if I'm going to describe, if you give me a description, who is the human being? I will tell you, the human being is a creature who has outstanding capability to defend on his own behavior and justify his own mistakes. No one has the capability like we do. Can turn the right to wrong and wrong to right and defend on it. And probably you heard that before. The publisher of the Hustler and Playboy magazine, literally, he announced himself to Prophet of God, God sent him as a mercy to educate the male how to deal with the female. Have a nice day. As if before him, nobody did know how to deal. This is nature, buddy. Who you bluffing? But that's how he want to see himself. Al Capone, when he got caught, he was so down. And when he was in his speech, what he said, that's the gratitude that I am getting by trying to put some, because that was the depression time, trying to put some comfort and relief in average Joe life by letting him have one or two things to drink. He did not talk about smuggling. He did not talk about, racketing. He did not talk about killing. He doesn't talk about all of... No. That's all nothing. I am a guy trying to put joy to average Joe life, and guess what I'm getting in return? They are after me. Is that fair? We are very good in doing that. Here comes the value, the real value of the Quran, and come and says no. That is the accepted behavior. This is the shady behavior. This is the unacceptable behavior. Don't give me your routine. That is the model. If you are applying it, alhamdulillah, do better. You are on the right track. If you are here, don't give me the flip-flop talk. Get out of there and try to correct your mistakes. But don't justify it. In the Quran, when we're going to come, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want it, we have 23 models of behavior. There is no way, form, or shape that you're going to be out of those. It just doesn't happen. You have among the people who believe, and you the people don't believe. Among the people that they believe, you have a Muslim. You have a mu'min. You have a muttaqi. You have a salihin. You have a muhsin. You have a messengers. You have a siddiqeen. You have prophets and others. And each one got his own attributes. And the others, the non-believer. Why? Some deliberate. Kafir. Some associate. Some misinformed. Some hypocrite. And each one got its own attribute. And has its own character. And then the Quran gives you the whole analogy to all of those characters and how they behave. And what is the consequence of their behavior. Moreover, and the most important out of all of those, that the Quran telling you what Allah accepts and not. One of the major problem it consists in our life, which is I consider it one of the problem, if it is the problem number one in your life, when you, if you in any given time you don't know how God sees you. I don't think you have any problem bigger than this one. In any given time. The second major problem, that if you don't know if what you are doing is acceptable or not. We all the time think our problem is to do or not to do. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. That's the challenge. No, who told you that? The challenge is this, is after you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept or not. That is the challenge. And inshallah, it's going to come one day, we're going to study them also together, that there are, in any given company, respectable company, in anywhere in the world, they have something called quality assurance. To make sure what? The product will be according to high quality specification. Am I right? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has his own quality assurance system, and it consists of 7 stages. I will talk about that inshallah, but it's going to be maybe 2 lectures to go through this. Has his own quality assurance. So the challenge that you and I have is not to do. The challenge is from what we did, how much got accepted, or it was completely rejected. And you think that you are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you are dealing with a bank account. I put $5 and I had $20, now I have $25. No, you don't. Wake up. And that's where it comes all the time, the hope in His mercy to accept. Imagine, no, I don't want to scare anybody, but look at it this way. He gave you the best capability to give the best job. He gave you the best instruction to do the best job. He had the right to expect the best product. And if you don't give the best product, there's not going to be a shortcoming from that side. The shortcoming going to be from your side. And when you work in a company, and the company give you the job, give you all the what you need, and give you even the user guide to how to do your job, and you don't do your job, what's going to happen to you? What is the word? Thank you. No. Fire. There is no layoff here. No, there is no layoff. Fire. Layoff, that means the company cannot carry you. Right? There is nothing wrong with you. But the company cannot. But fire, it means what? Bury. Don't look for recommendation from us. You see what I'm saying? You are out because you disqualified yourself. And sometimes we are living in a dream. There is a verse at the end of Surah Al-Kahf. Believe me, every time I go to this area, I rather go to a lion den. To me, it's easier than go through that verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا أنبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Let me tell you about the genuine losers of this life. They are the one who left the life thinking they are doing what pleases God, but in reality he rejected everything they do, and they are not aware of that. So for everything you do, you must be alert to get the sense of feedback. Am I right? Did I do the thing right? What is my score? You go to examination, the first thing you get, even if you put it from the book, you want to know how you got evaluated. And this is the evaluation. You can flunk in one test and you can survive. But in that test, if you flunk, there is no survive. It's only one shot. You better make the best out of it. So, am I right? And you better. And the major, major challenge that you have is the ticking bomb, which is called the time. Every minute you lost it. And if you don't know how to use it, you already abused it. So the Quran, it came and did not leave it to you and to me what will be acceptable and what will be rejected. He said, I will accept this, I will reject this. Let me give you a quick one. The Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayah number 2, starting from the beginning. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب, this book, have no doubt about it. هدى, it is guidance to the متقي, the pious. الذين, and give the attribute 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They do this. You ask yourself, do you do those or you don't? If you don't, you know that you are not from the category. Look after that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتُهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That's the second category. You tell him or you not, he gonna go with what? What's in his mind. A third category, right after it, in the same surah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Hypocrite. They said they are believers, but in the eyes of Allah, they are not. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا. They are mocking and they think they are deceiving God and themselves and the others, the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They only cheat themselves. Why? And he giving you 13 attributes what they do. All you need to do, are you in or you are not? And that's what I loved or shocked me when I started studying the Quran, is the vivid, clear definition to things. Or by another word, listen man, time to be honest with yourself. Maybe you can't play games with others, and that's not right. But you get to the point playing games with your own soul, that's not true. He's telling you, this is this, this is this, this is this. And like I said, 23 different templates. There is no way you are out of it. See where you fit. That is a blessing. Because like this, you don't cheat yourself. Or at least you know where is your weak point, and you can go on them to improve them. Or what you really need to get rid of. A lot of people, I meet a lot of people, believe me, I've met a lot, just about a lot of type of people. And some people say, as excuse to not to apply, says, listen, I know people, they are doing this and praying five times and doing this and this, and they are thieves, they are this, they are conniving, they are doing this. Okay, you're right. But that's their business. That does not justify you to do what you are doing. And I'm not doing none of that. I'm not praying, I'm not doing the poor dues, but I'm an honest person. How did you know? How did you know? You say I'm honest person. Do you know even the definition of honesty? If somebody, you already alert and you are already intelligent enough to know what he is doing is wrong. At least you are supposed to be intelligent enough to know what is right. Especially if you do the right, you benefit yourself. If you do the wrong, you harm yourself. You are the first victim to your own wrongdoing. So you have to be alert. Now, we want to go to one of little bit sophistication in Quran. Okay. Now, the Quran as a miracle, like I said before, the miracle of the Quran is in front of our hand. Okay. Very quickly. Quran, one of the classification to classify him, consists of two major areas. One area is called the legislation, at-tashri'ah. And in this, extremely defined to the bits and bytes. That's it. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to the max. That's it. And there is another criteria in the Quran. It was lifted. It's called al-ayat al-kawniyya, the universal science or the universal ayat. Why? It lifted to the humanity. The more they get intelligent, the more they get knowledgeable, the more that they see the science and the sophistication, the more they believe. The more that lead to their belief. And in those ayat, and we're going to take some of the examples of that, and we will meet a lot on our way. We will meet a lot of those ayat. But let me tell you very quick. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in one ayah, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتُ الْحُبُكُ. Al-hubuk, it is well-defined course of action, well-defined map. Let us say, the beltway has four lines. That's a hubuk, because it is well-defined. You cannot jump from here to there. He says, وَالسَّمَاءِ is that al-hubuk, that means every single star, it is controlled by a relationship with others. In very short period of time, we discover something called electromagnetic fields. And every single entity in that universe has its own balance in that electromagnetic field. And in a balance that equivalent the distance, like the distance between the Earth and between the Moon, for instance. We cannot afford the mistakes. What constitute the electromagnetic field make the balance. I tell you what it take. Can you imagine when you are riding a car and you increase the speed, what happened? You feel like the car weight is getting lighter, right? Any single move from the steering, what happened? It can jump you from one area to another, right? So the more acceleration you get, the more lighter you feel, and the less control you have on the substance or the subject. Am I right on that? Okay. Now you have a moon moving and you have the earth moving. Right? All you need in the relationship in between is the moon get out of his course in one direction or the other, closer to the earth or to the other. A distance between 8 to 12 miles to forget something called the earth. You think about the speeds and how refined the alignment, that it does not allow that fraction. When you have a big ball, by the time it moves, it's already got 50 miles out of the course. 8 to 12 miles out, because one of the two going to happen. Either the water will come, will be all with the gravity, will come out from the bottom, everybody will drown. That's it. Or all the water will go right into the center of the earth. If it's closer, depending on the change in the relationship, boom, one big explosion, and everybody's happy. How many times it happened in the history? Zero. Zero. So when you read the Quran, you see the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more you know. Another thing I'm going to say, in the end of Surah Yasin, وَجَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. He said, I created the from the green leaf. He did not say the leaf, he said green leaf, right? So if you have somebody doesn't know how to read and write, says, oh yeah, we make the right, we get the branches. So God says he is the one who gave us these branches to make the right. Right? So you got something to believe in. Right? Okay. Go a little bit in knowledge. Little bit tip up. You will see that he is working with what? وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. The green color, that means chloroform. And what does the chloroform means? It is the factory that takes the second oxide of carbon and give us what? Oxygen. Without having the oxygen, are we going to have a fire? Okay. Is it the same word? Yes. But the same meaning? No. Different level of understanding. The more you go further, the more you get more knowledge, and the more you get more belief. And this is lifted to the interpretation in that side. And we will have a whole a lot of examples in our study, inshallah ta'ala. But in general, we will say that the Quran breaks three major barriers. Three major barriers that the each one of them can be a blind the human being from where he is going. The first barrier he broke, history. The second barrier, the place. The third barrier, the future. And how is that going to work? Remember, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? Illiterate. Illiterate does mean what? He doesn't know how to read and he does not how to write. That means he graduated from this school, so he is adapted to that type of philosophy, and whatever different from this can have some impact, right? But in reality, what is that? The first thing the Quran did is corrected the history of prophets and messengers. And clarified major issues. It is still a subject of dispute till this second. And I'm going to give you an example about it. But let me take the first part first, which is correcting the history of prophets and messengers. Now, you heard me in the beginning when I'm saying prophet and in prophet and messengers history, I said they are a people selected by God, educated by God, trained by God. That means if they're selected, that means quality. Education, educated, that means they got the knowledge. Trained, that means they applied the knowledge. Training is about applying knowledge. Education about gaining knowledge. Training about applying knowledge. So I can gain knowledge, but I never use it. Or I can do things, but I don't know all the aspects of doing it. But those people, they got selected, they got educated, and they got trained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means they are what? To lead the mankind. So you cannot measure them or expect from them to do the mistakes that even the average Joe will not going to do. So the character of some of those prophets and messengers got extremely distorted in history, either in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. And here it comes to the value of the Quran and come and says, no, that is what was about that prophet. That what was the state of that prophet. That prophet did this, that prophet did that, and corrected their history. Another thing, then one of the major issues that, my God, I don't know when it's going to be settled. I will never know when it's going to be settled. The only place it was settled in it is in the Quran. And to the believer of the Quran, there is no issue anymore. But other than that, you still, the definition of the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? The Jewish doctrine has its own position from it. The Christian doctrine does not have a position yet from it. And I mean it when I say they do not have a position yet. Pick up 3-4 churches, give them, when you go home today, pick up and very politely ask the priest, I am looking for a definition to the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? And let us, you will be surprised, write down the answer and bring them back. But I'm going to give you a very quick summary. Between the concept of incarnation and reincarnation, we got a turmoil. That means God came in the form of man, we got a problem with that. I'm not going to worry about the details because that's another course. But here is the situation. You have the Far East, the Eastern churches,